أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Musabbihat, those chapters of the Quran that begin with His Subhan, which means to declare His perfection, to declare the fact that divinity is flawless. It's often called glorification, but I find it easier to understand it as to declare His perfection. Everything is absolutely balanced. And we talked about how even the recitation of dhikr is so awesome. We looked at the tasbih of Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra. And today we will look at another sentence from the Quran, which incorporates Subhan. And again, as a child, whenever I was sad or down or in trouble, my father used to say, this is what you're supposed to recite. Now, before I go there, let me just mention a little bit about sadness. You see, three different aspects of sadness in the Arabic language. You have huzn, which is sadness of the past. And that sort of comes in waves. You remember it, and then it goes back, and then you remember it. But that's huzn. Then you have gham. Gham is current sadness. Sometimes we make huzn into gham as well because we keep on living in the past. And then obviously there's ham, which is future sadness. Ayatul Karima is a response to huzn and gham. It actually takes it away. It's called Ayatul Karima. It's from Suratul Anbiya, which is surah number 21. And this is the surah of the prophets, and it's ayah 87. And you take this bit of the recitation. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. I'll repeat it again. La ilaha illa ant, there is no God but you. Subhanaka, I declare your perfection. Inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. It is I who has wronged myself, who has been unjust to myself. Recite this 121 times after Fajr Salah for 40 days to make the impossible possible. If you have any need or something, which we call a hajat, a request, recite it 730 times after two rakats of Salah, preferably after midnight. And if something's really bothering you, recite two rakats, go into sajda, and recite it 200 times. It is absolutely phenomenal. Now, a little bit about this. Where did it come from? So there is Prophet Yunus. So we've all heard of him. He's known as Jonah. Now, he was sent to a place called Nineveh. Nineveh was a massive city of more than 100,000 people, located at the site of modern-day Karbala. And it was distant from Jerusalem. And its people had sort of strayed far from guidance, and they didn't really think about it. So Jonah was sent there. He was 30 as a messenger when he was sent there. And for the next 33 years, he calls his people of Nineveh, to believe in Allah, to believe in divinity, so that they may follow His divine guidance to reach their full potential, to understand that there is accountability in life. Now, his tireless efforts, nothing was happening. Nobody was believing. And he got really tired. He tried telling them that if they did not reform their ways, they would be an impending punishment from Allah. They'd responded with even more disrespect than before. They mocked him. They threatened to banish him from the city. And he was so angry that he left the city. When he left the city, they asked a wise man of the city, what shall we do? And he told them, beg Allah with tears and cries, humble yourself before Him, repent for what you have done, and pledge Him that you will reform yourself. Raise your hands to the sky and say, we have done wrong. We rejected your prophet, but we repent to you for all our sins. And they agreed to do this. And the black clouds of punishment were moved away from their city. Meanwhile, Prophet Yunus, Jonah, continued his trek away from the city. He comes to the edge of the sea and he sees a small boat that was ready to sail. Asking permission, he gets onto the boat. The weather gets really bad. They had to lighten the load in the boat, and they agreed they would draw lots, or straws as such. And it was Jonah who had to be thrown overboard. And just as he was thrown overboard, from the depths arose an enormous whale who swallowed him whole. Now it is in the depths of the belly of the whale that he recites this. Let's look at what the Quran says. It's Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 87. Allah says, وَذَن نُون, and the whaleman, literally means whaleman. You see, noon, when a fish is taken out of water, it curves. It curves like a noon. And then there's a drop of water on top. It actually looks like a noon. So Allah's literally calling him and the whaleman. He says, well, the whaleman, إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاذِبًا, when he went away because he was angry with his people and they were angry with him. فَذَنَّا أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ, and he thought, that is Yunus thought, that he would not be controlled. That it wasn't his fault. That's how he felt. So divinity would not do anything with him. But he was reprimanded for him. So now look what he does. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, he cries out in the darkness. In sadness, we feel like we're in darkness too. So we cry out, "An la ilaha illa ant, there is no God but you. Subhanaka, I declare your perfection. Inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin, indeed, I am the one who has been unjust to myself." And look what Allah responds with. Fastajabna lahu, and we responded to him. Wa najaynahu min al-gham, and we delivered him from his sadness. Wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin, and this is how we save, we deliver those who believe. So when you think of musabbihat, you think of subhan, please recite this. Keep this with you. We all go through bouts of sadness. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to recite this and to be of those whose sadness he takes away. And we find joy only in divinity. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.